a dawning of a new era of U.S.-Cuban relations. The White House announces it will ease the way for U.S. telecommunications firms to do business with Cuba and allow family travel and money transfers from the United States to Cuba. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs.
The president has directed the secretaries of state, treasury, and commerce to carry out the actions necessary to lift all restrictions on the ability of individuals to visit family members in Cuba and to send them remittances.
The decision does not eliminate Washington's trade embargo against Cuba, set up 47 years ago, but it does hold out the prospect for improving ties between the two foes. Daniel Restrepo is a special assistant to the president.
This is a step to extend a hand to the Cuban people.
Supporters of easing U.S. sanctions against Cuba welcome the move, which will affect an estimated 1.5 million Americans who have family members in Cuba. Detractors say it will just help finance a communist government. Cuba is among the U.S. foes U.S. President Barack Obama has said he would be willing to engage diplomatically. The announcement comes ahead of Obama's attendance at a summit of the Americas in Trinidad later this week. Deborah Luderbeck, Reuters.